Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Free Sea Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free Sea God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Kyle, and he says that he's a Republican landowner that owns a boomstick, and he's voted twice for Trump. But this time he's going to be voting for Kamala Harris. But we all know none of this is true, and the odds are he's not voting for Kamala Harris in November. Looks like the propaganda people went out and found a tractor to fake the picture. The only question is, how much are they paying people like this to say this? Up next, looks like 45% of men aged 18 to 25 have never approached a woman in person. That's not men asking a woman out. That's men completely avoiding talking to women in school class, as well as social gatherings, and wherever else. This is exactly what women want, and they should be happy. But they aren't, because it means less men to put in the friend zone, and it means that more and more of them are now on antidepressants. But most women are still being approached by a handful of men out there that still do approach. Number three, a pig's orgasm can last anywhere between 11 and 40 minutes. Emily wishes that she was a pig right now. Someone pipes in and says she has the looks for it and she should go for it. Damn pigs going for 40 minutes while bees are dying after they bust their first nuts. So that's why this little pig went wee 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 all the way home. It all makes sense now. And to believe that animals didn't enjoy sex. Moving on is the difference between Spanish girls in 1998 versus Spanish girls in 2018. This is all because feminism has reduced the population, so they need to import women for the bottom of their tax socialization Ponzi scheme. Looks like the worst downgrade ever. Also, technically the women on the bottom are only Swedish in name and citizenship, but not in genetic heritage. But even saying that is considered racist these days. Number 5 is Child AOC looking like Chaka from the Land of the Lost. Someone said that wasn't her and that it's actually a fake photo. But it's real. But I'm offended by this because Chaka was actually smart and entertaining. Don't disrespect the Chaka. Looks like she didn't even get free healthcare for those teeth. I also think she looks more like this kid from Mad Max the Road Warrior. Up next, this Texas mom is jailed for 40 years for leaving her two toddlers to meet their maker slowly in a hot car over 15 hours as she partied with friends. But you know that Matt Walsh would still tell you to marry her. I think that people like this should be ended instead of costing taxpayers millions of dollars for the next 4 decades to be incarcerated. If ever there was a time to use the wood chipper, this might be it. Maybe someone will end her in prison. Number 7, should congresswomen get tattoos like this one? I don't think that most of us would really have a problem with it because she's pretty hot. What she does with her own body is her own business, and at least this tattoo isn't as tacky as most of the ones I've seen out there. The thing I'd be more concerned about are those bikini bottoms, and why your top is way too big and doesn't match them. I don't like tattoos, but I won't take any people's right to get them away. Moving on is the difference between a rich guy and a poor guy. The poor guy tends to spend a ton of money on status objects to create a facade of wealth, while the actual rich guy wears cheap clothing to project a middle-class facade, so that people leave him alone. My only question is, why did the rich guy pay $70 for those pants? That's still way too much. Looks to me like fashion is just a tax on the poor. Many women buy clothes and never even wear them. Number 9, this woman trapped her husband with a baby and is now trying to convince herself and gaslight herself that she didn't. That it was all an accident. A woman will say she didn't trap him because they were already married. But if the relationship was rocky, having a child would mean he'd be a lot less likely to leave her than if she was just a can mom. The bottom line is that you can't trust a woman who is fertile to pledge to you that she won't be having a kid. Up next is a difference in the STEM for men versus women. For men, it means science, technology, engineering, and math. But for women, it means selfies, tweets, eating, and man-hating. I think for women before the current internet age, it was shopping, talking, eating, and menstruating. If anyone else sees a flaw in this argument, please point it out to me, because I don't believe there are any. Number 11, Finland has fallen because a judge has ruled that a man sleeping with a 10-year-old is not considered rape. They ruled in the favor of a migrant. But if a white man born in Finland did the same thing, how much you want to bet it would constitute that grape? In an unrelated topic, does anyone know how to build a guillotine? Because I've got some very large chickens that I need to take care of. Looks like Finland is now finished. Moving on, this woman's fiancé says that their wedding plans are over, because she's pictured on the right-hand side, and she made out with a fifth grader. He says that she cheated with a little kid. This wasn't happening 30 years ago, and it's probably happening because men are waking up, and women's options are drying up, which triggers the worst in men. If all teachers had to be male again, then suddenly you'd see many former female teachers rush out to buy a big beefy dog. Number 13, if I was homeless, then that's the sign that I would use, saying that I'm you if you miss a single paycheck. These days, that's increasingly true, and when people read it, that would actually make many people stop and think if they saw it. The way to fix this is for many people to have tons of savings and investments by living a minimalist lifestyle. For me, $150,000 Bitcoin fixes this forever. Up next, women think that if they become successful boss babes, that they'll go out there and marry some handsome rich guy. Meanwhile, the handsome rich guys, once they become that, will just go out and date some young and attractive Hooters waitresses. Men don't find tall women, older women, or women with power and money attractive. Only loser dudes look at women having a career as a plus. At least she's paying tax so the roads are maintained so I can enjoy the national park system. Number 15, this woman is a spicy content star and recalls when an ex-boyfriend made her feel like a disgusting person after he refused to kiss her after she'd been at work. So is that what we're calling it now when you film a scene for Blacked? Good for him, because there's no telling what she was bringing home that day. The only thing this story proves to me is that there are simps out there that'll date anything. At least this one drew the line somewhere after she took loads from six different dudes. Moving on, this woman says that all men that watch porn are predators, and that we should never forget it. Sounds to me like this woman is thirsty because men are walking away. I watch it just to avoid having to rely on women like her to drain my lizard. Considering that almost all men watch it, that means that almost all men are so-called predators. What about women that watch it? Are they predators too? Judging by what's happening in public schools, it must be true. Number 17, this bald eagle attacks a government drone and sends it to the bottom of Lake Michigan. They say the bird mistook it for a rival bird or possibly a snack. Someone give that bird a fish because it embodies the killer drone spirit of America. Maybe it's secret anti-drone warfare, and there's a flock of these bad boys being sent to Ukraine to stop military drones. This isn't the hero we asked for, but it's the hero we need. Up next, here's what happens when your homie tells you there's a ton of women at the local club. And when you get there, this is what you see. Yes, literally a ton of women. Also, apparently in Alaska, you don't rate women on that 1 to 10 scale, but you weigh them on an actual scale. But apparently women in Oklahoma and Louisiana are a lot heavier, with the obesity rate of 45%. If you're a chaser, then go south, young man. But if you're a chubby chaser, even this is probably way too big for you. Number 19, men need to clear their pipes at least 21 times a month to reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Christian says it's the 23rd of June, and he's already done with August. But he's gonna get those numbers up just like a schwing schwing, because those sound like rookie numbers to me. Keep on going, guys, because we have to win this war against cancer somehow. Moving on, here's the difference between Americans receiving stimulus checks in 2021 versus Americans facing a devalued dollar in inflation in 2023. All that money the government sent out was spent by people handing it over to corporations. During COVID, the corporations didn't pay as much in salaries, so they took all that money and bought assets, which ended up fueling inflation even further. Number 21, it's time to reject modernity and embrace traditionalism. The streaming services have been creating crappy content recently that's no longer worth paying for. The last time I sailed the high seas without a VPN, my ISP ended up sending me warnings from film and television companies. Besides, most streaming services suck except for the odd show here and there. And it's definitely not as entertaining or as interesting as the stuff I find on YouTube. Up next, what type of trad wife would you choose? The Orthodox, the Homestead, the English Countryside, or the 1950s one? I choose none of them. Ladies, keep your sandwiches to yourselves. I'm not hungry, and they come at too high of a price. Sounds like the guy posting this, Gigabase Dad, needs to have his neck stepped on by a gold digger to change his mind. It doesn't matter how good they look on paper. They all nag you until you go insane and demand attention, which is a nightmare if you're an introvert man like myself. number 23 looks like even the older guys are going their own way and starving the yeast beast of attention. This woman is wondering if single men are afraid to approach women in public now. Years ago, she says more guys approached her, but now that she's in her late 30s, that seems to be a memory. That means obese and middle-aged. Men don't do the cold approach in this day and age of Me Too either. Moving on, this woman asks, what is the perfect figure for a female? Clearly not this. This is the perfect figure for a water balloon. She looks like four girls all melted together. She clearly needs to take it easy on the little Debbies. The question I have is, how can someone get that large before the age of 20? That's quite the accomplishment if they can. With a woman like this, it's best to leave dating her for the professionals, i.e. black guys. Number 25 and the last one, continuing the theme of overweight women, this 480-pound Ohio woman is charged with involuntarily manslaughtering her husband after he died while performing fellatio on her. He died minutes after doing the deed. I wonder if it was the front butt that did him in. I'll bet you anything that guy was tasting more than just fish. The sad part is that she probably felt like she settled for him. At least he died doing what he loved. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.